Heading overseas now, the US President Barack Obama visited the shattered community of Aurora in Colorado today, where 12 people died in the weekend cinema shooting which injured more than 50 others. The President says he shed tears with survivors of the shooting and relatives of those killed at a private meeting.
When you have an opportunity to visit with families who have lost their loved ones, as I describe to them, I come to them not so much as president as I do as a father and as a husband. And I think that the reason stories like this have such an impact on us is because we can all understand what it would be to have somebody that we love taken from us in this fashion, what it would be like and how it would impact us. I had a chance to visit with each family, and I also had a chance to give folks some hugs and to shed some tears, but also to share some laughs as they remembered the wonderful lives that these men and women represented.
That's President Barack Obama speaking about his meetings today with the survivors of the Colorado shootings. Well, earlier, thousands of people attended a vigil in Aurora outside the City Hall, just three blocks from the site of the shooting. North America correspondent Jane Cowan spoke to one of those at the gathering, 28-year-old Kenton Larson.
You know, it shouldn't happen. What happened was evil. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can change. The little I can do is to stand here and support those who have lost somebody or who have friends who lost somebody, try and make some sense of it. God is a good God, and somehow he'll make it okay.
The police chief, Dan Oates, has been giving voice to quite a bit of anger about what's happened. Is that an emotion that's creeping into your headspace?
What the young man did is awful. But you know what? Being angry just will poison me inside. I think the end goal would be to forgive him for what he did and hope that he gets his life straightened out. I don't know if that's possible, but I would hope.
Nationally, further removed from the immediate trauma of what's happened here, people are already talking, obviously, about gun laws. How much to blame are they, do you think, in what's happened here?
My personal opinion is that what he did was obviously against the law. We have laws against murder and assault and all that kind of stuff. To add another one just adds another one to the list. You know, he already violated this many laws. Will that many plus one save us next time? I highly doubt it. Yeah. If you're going to be a criminal, you're a criminal.
How much harder does it make it for this community, given you've already lived through Columbine?
I was pretty young when Columbine happened, although that's like 25 miles from here. The state scene had a rough time, though, this year. The wildfires a couple months ago, yeah. Now this. It's a rough summer. You know, of all the places I've visited in the country, there's a lot of places that are easier to live and people don't have to put as much effort into just living. Living near the mountains, living in somewhere with the weather that we have, people here are pretty tough. People here are very resilient and they will get... They'll do what they have to do, and we'll move on as a city and a state. It'll come out okay.
Will this affect the way that you live your life?
You know, to some extent it will. This country, being a free country, has laws that allow us to carry whatever we think we need to defend ourselves, be that a gun, be that whatever. I have taken steps down that path in the past. I do own a firearm. I will be taking more steps to be conscious of my surroundings and take advantage of that right that I have to defend myself and those around me in the future.
So this shooting actually makes you more likely to carry a gun?
It does. I had friends in the theater, and some part of me wishes I could have been there, wish somebody like me with a gun would have been there. They might have had the chance to save even one life, and that would have been totally worth all the effort in the world.
That's Aurora resident Kenton Larson speaking to our North America correspondent Jane Cowan.